health officials sounding the alarm big time about a dangerous new drug that's now showing up on the streets of San Francisco. It's actually an animal sedative referred to as Trank. Now, our Kelsey Thord is right here in the studio with us right now. And really, this comes as the city's grappling with other issues like fentanyl crisis, other drugs, and now this.
Yeah, that's right. And this is tricky because this drug is actually an animal tranquilizer. It's called xylazine, and it's now showing up in mixed in other street drugs. San Francisco health officials worry these first cases are just the start of what could be another obstacle in the fight against fentanyl.
This is a concern, and I share the concern that people may have around this new drug.
City officials are sounding the alarm bells over a dangerous drug detected in San Francisco for the first time. The drug is called xylazine, and according to the medical examiner's office, it was found in the systems of four people who died of fentanyl overdoses between mid-December 2022 and mid-January of 2023.
We don't believe it's circulating widely in San Francisco at this time, but we are certainly working to increase our surveillance of it, provide education and trainings and updates to our partners in city agencies and in healthcare facilities and in the community.
Officials say xylazine, often referred to as Trank, has been a problem in many East Coast cities for years. The drug is an animal tranquilizer that officials say is commonly mixed with fentanyl to extend a user's high. It is known to have severe side effects, including horrific skin lesions, and officials say there's no treatment if someone were to overdose on the drug.
We don't sort of have an immediate reversal agent. Fortunately, it is something that the body will sort of just will wear off over time if someone has been exposed to it, but it is this concern.
Officials believe the four people who tested positive for the drug in San Francisco died of fentanyl overdoses, not xylazine overdoses. Still, many, including Supervisor Matt Dorsey, are worried about how the introduction of this drug could add to what is already a devastating fentanyl epidemic.
This elevates, I think, for those of us who are policymakers, the need to take meaningful steps to protect San Franciscans.
Supervisor Dorsey, who's in recovery from drug addiction himself, says he believes those steps include aggressively going after drug dealers and adequately staffing police departments.
This is no joke. We're dealing with something that's really serious. That is why I'm doing everything I can as somebody who's not just a supervisor, but somebody who's in recovery.
So here's the other part of the Trank problem. The skin lesions are difficult to treat and can progress that in extreme cases, the only solution means to amputate.
Oh, it is scary. Frightening to think that there's even more out there. So I'm curious if they have found the drug in the streets of San Francisco, what are they doing now for testing? Is there a method in place now?
Yeah, so this really was just kind of the first wave of testing. Mm-hmm. They say they're going to continue to test victims who OD'd on fentanyl. They think this drug may have actually been in the city before this, so that's something that we'll just have to wait and see.